A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 53 to 56. Having crossed the lake, Jesus and his disciples came ashore at Gennesaret, where they tied up the boat. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus and ran to spread the news throughout the countryside. Wherever he was, they brought to him the sick, lying on their mats. And everywhere he went, to villages, towns or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplace and begged him to let the sick touch just the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched him were healed. Now, during most of last week, we were reading from the letter to the Hebrews. And the words that captivated my attention were, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Or as some translations say, do not lose sight of Jesus. Well, it seems to me that the gospel we have just heard, today's gospel, is really the living out of those very words, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Not easy to do in these Gospels because Jesus has just crossed the lake and, as usual, the people recognize him and crowd around. But in these early chapters of Mark, it's kind of difficult to know what side of the lake Jesus is on as he is constantly crossing over. And why? He's seeking an opportunity to be still and in touch with his Father, keeping his eyes on his Father. You know, it's as if when he has healed one very sick person after another, Jesus needs space and time to regain his energy through communion with his Father. And so he crosses to the other side of the lake to find the space. And yet, so often, just when it seems there is an opportunity for peace and quiet, Jesus is crowded out by more sick people, simply wanting to touch him. That need to touch and be healed takes precedence over everything else as people bring their sick to the feet of Jesus for healing and, of course, to be made whole. Yet, Jesus continues to remind his disciples, and of course us, that we all need to live balanced lives, making sure we have space and time for the contemplative dimension of a whole life. It is often in the silence that we are reminded of our great need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. In our world today, we just see people who are searching for wholeness, a wholeness that comes from a life lived with attention to all the aspects of being. And we see Jesus as willing and able to make people whole when they reach out to touch him. His spirit, his love, and his healing touches their spirit. His eyes search out, reach out to touch us through our eyes. Our eyes reach out to touch him. So we too, each of us, you and I, we are all called to be healers. As we all have the experience of our vulnerability, of being in need of healing and being healed. So it's true to say we are all wounded healers. So when we listen with attention and from our hearts to the wounds of another, to hear their story, we have the capacity to heal and contribute towards their wholeness. Sometimes simply an act of kindness, a smile, or an affirming comment can be part of another's hearing. Maybe when we visit a sick person, a wounded person, person in prison, when we share what we have with others, the healing power of Jesus, that look of Jesus is working through us. So let us reflect this day on how we are called to be instruments of healing in the lives of others by keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Let us remember the importance of living a balanced life of prayer and action so that we can touch into the life of another, just as Jesus constantly reached out and touched those who came to him for healing. So as we continue to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we see him bringing wholeness into the lives of others, and we too long to be like him in bringing wholeness into our fragmented world. We pray that in our vulnerability, we can recognize the vulnerability of others and accept this as a way towards the wholeness we long for. Let us this day and all days keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the one who heals us of all our wounds. Let us not lose sight of Jesus. Have a good day, last couple of days as we prepare to enter into the season of Lent, when for 40 days during that journey we will truly be keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. God bless.